Because we are not prepared for it, setbacks in life can be overwhelming. You're making progress and feeling motivated, and then something unexpected happens. Perhaps you've become ill and need to postpone your workout routine. You promised yourself to do the laundry every day, but then you saw the pile and wanted to run away. You are not alone. This happens to everyone. Some setbacks are bigger than others. A major life change, grief or illness can keep you immobilized for a long time. When this happens, you have to evaluate your life. A setback isn't a stop sign, it's just a detour. Tip 1. Overcome with guilt. Beating yourself up won't help. Guilt is never the motivator. So, you had a setback, so what? A single bad day or month doesn't erase all the progress you have made. If you're going through something serious, remind yourself that it's okay to slow down. Taking care of yourself is still a process. Tip 2. What went wrong? This part is important. Step back and ask, what happened? Did you lose momentum because you were too busy? Did an unexpected event throw you off course? Are you emotionally or physically drained? Understanding why you hit a roadblock helps you figure out your next step. For example, if you stopped working out because you were too tired, maybe you need more sleep or a different diet. If your home becomes cluttered again, consider one more round of sorting your stuff. If you abandoned your to-do list because it was too overwhelming, maybe you need to simplify and prioritize. If you're struggling because of grief and stress, you don't need a new plan, you need understanding and support. Tip 3. Alter your approach. A setback doesn't mean your idea was wrong. It means the way you set it up might need some tweaking. Maybe your plan was too unclear, or you need more structure or flexibility. Missed a whole week of workouts? Start fresh with new enthusiasm. House a mess again? Pick one area and tidy it up today. Tip 4. Remember your why. When motivation plunges, it helps to go back to the real reason you started in the first place. Were you decluttering to feel more relaxed and in control of your home? Sticking to a routine so you feel less scattered? Reconnecting with your why gives you a purpose and energy to get back on track. Tip 5. Take one step forward. The hardest part of recovering from a setback is starting again. But once you take even one step in the right direction, you will remember how good it feels to make progress. Whatever you've been putting off, do one thing today. Not the whole plan, just a single step. It will remind you that setbacks are not permanent situations, they're temporary and manageable. We can all bounce back from life's setbacks with a little help from a professional or a trusted friend. Transformational life coach Ranka Burzan owns a professional organizing company in the Kathet region and has written several books on reducing clutter. For more information, email getcoachedwithranka@gmail.com. Last year, Meta censored Canadian news from its feeds, so we built our own social platform, syrupsocial.com, a newsfeed powered by Canadian journalists. Join the Peak on Syrup for the latest news from the Sunshine Coast and beyond, and add the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.